Well, during these amazing times we live in, pandemic times, lots of things have cropped up, lots of things that we all took for granted, and we don't take for granted anymore. And that's when we go out in public and what we do and where we go and how we shop and all those incredible things. And also what's coming to focus is the health of Americans and how you eat, what you eat, why you eat it, and why America has probably some of the worst eating habits in the world. Well, anyway, all that comes together, and we're going to talk about something that is new to our area, and that is Riding Hood Fine Market Delivery. Riding Hood Fine Market Delivery. And with us on the phone this morning to talk about that is Kim Widener, who is the creator of this. Kim, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
As I was just saying, you know, we are, as Americans, are forced to take a look at ourselves, what we eat, how we eat, how we get what we eat, and how we take care of ourselves. And out here in the Netherlands, as I like to say, it's not always easy to do all that. You have created a service, which actually, I think this service more or less has grown into what you first initially started, but Riding Hood Fine Market Delivery. Let's talk a little bit about how Riding Hood Fine Market Delivery has wound up now being around with us.
Well, it started not in response to the pandemic. Yeah. It was very strange that it all happened to come together at that time, but we had been for almost a year talking to Guido's in Great Barrington about doing concierge-level delivery. And we really had planned on starting probably this past summer, the beginning of the summer, and we were in the friends and family stage of testing in the beginning of March. So once the pandemic hit, we were just absolutely slammed.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, who basically, what's the demographic? Who's the type of person that would use a service like this as you formulated the company and put it together and looked around our immediate area?
Well, at first, it was really meant as a luxury service, and I had weekenders in mind primarily when I created it, but that totally shifted with the pandemic. I think that most of our clients right now are people who really and truly can't go out, you know, due to health concerns because of the pandemic.
We are talking with Kim Widener, and we're talking about Robin Hood Fine Delivery, and it's interesting to take a look at the development of your company, because we do live in an area where you have to travel to get food, and it's difficult for a lot of people. We've got an aging population, but we also have a population that mothers and dads both work, go all over the place, and it makes it a little easier probably to do something like this. What makes the difference between your company and other companies that do this? I'm not sure if there's even any other companies in this area that do this, but what makes the big difference for your company?
Well, there are other companies, and obviously we deliver out of Great Barrington, and there is the typical sort of big-name delivery presence there, not out of Guido's, but out of some of the other bigger stores in the area. But we really strive for personal attention. The way our delivery form is set up online, it's very open-ended, and some people struggle with that because they don't have a picture of an item to click on, but other people really take the opportunity to describe in detail what they want, what they're looking for, and we are on the phone calling, texting clients all the time. We don't want any surprises when they get their delivery, and we really want to do it as we want to shop as if we're shopping for a close relative.
We're speaking about Riding Hood Fine Food Delivery. By the way, if you want more information on this, go ridinghood.com. GORIDINGHOOD.com. And there, any questions you might have will be answered. What I find great about a service like this, especially at this time of the year, going into the wintertime as well, is when you mentioned personal service, and I think that's the big thing. Yeah, people can go and click on pictures of things, but I know in the past couple of years I've developed a thing where I don't eat processed foods anymore. And I think by going through your company, by being able to do this, you can call up and say, I'd like this, 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 and this, and these are my traits. I don't want anything processed. I don't want anything pre-made. You handle any type of order like that, right?
Absolutely, and we do get requests like that. We'll get very specific requests about not having a certain ingredient in food. Look for the cheese that doesn't have, it's sort of escaping me right now, but we do that. Yeah. We take every item very seriously. And if we can't find it, we let you know. And if we make a mistake, we correct it immediately. Immediately meaning if we can do it the same day, we can, but absolutely the next day.
And I would imagine that probably one of the – correct me if I'm wrong, but I would imagine one of the most popular things you probably deal with is fresh local produce.
Absolutely. You know, Guido's does such a fantastic job with their produce and sourcing things locally when possible. And, yes, we deal a great deal with produce and – we really try to make the best selections, but keeping COVID in mind as well, that it's not like the olden days where you might pick up four or five apples before you make your selection. You really kind of have to eyeball it as best you can and pick it up and put it in the cart. And once you pick it up, if it's not up to standard, then that's a different story. But we do try to handle things as little as possible while making the best possible selections.
We are talking about Riding Hood Fine Market Delivery. Once again, you can find them on the web, goridinghood.com. And for people that are listening now, our signal reaches South County, Massachusetts, adjacent Eastern New York, and Northwest Connecticut. Where do you deliver to? Do you have a range of miles where you deliver?
We deliver really very far. Our range is quite large. Basically, we will deliver within an hour. There is a surcharge. If you go to our site, you'll be able to see the scale for the prices that we need to add. And you know, that's just because going to these places costs time, you know, it's time and money. So we do have to add on a surcharge for places that are far away. But we have delivered as far away as Cornwall, Spencertown, New York. We go to Lenox quite frequently. So we're literally all over the map.
And do you have certain days? Is this a weekday thing, a 7-day thing? I mean, what are the days you deliver and the times?
Right now, we deliver Tuesday through Saturday. We take Sunday and Monday off.
Now, when somebody wants to order, is there a cutoff time when somebody calls in or, pardon me, goes to your website and does an order? How quick do you do the turnaround?
We do same-day delivery if your order is in by 9 a.m., and that's a very hard cutoff for us. It can't be 9:20. If we get your order at 9:20, then it will have to be the next day. And our clients are very good about that. They understand that. We just need the time to mobilize and put everything together. But we do same day delivery if you place your order in the morning.
We're speaking right now, once again, with the creator, the developer, Kim Widener of Riding Hood Fine Market Delivery. But now we are in the pandemic, so for people that are concerned about safety, how do you ensure the safety not only for when you deliver, but to the people you deliver to?
Well, we're a very small control group. It's myself, another, and two other shoppers, and one person who drives. And the three of us take COVID very seriously outside of the workplace, too. I mean, obviously, we wear masks and we wash our hands, and we do everything the CDC tells us to do. And Guido's does a phenomenal job as well, limiting the number of people in their stores and wiping carts and having hand sanitizer available every place it's needed. So we just do everything we possibly can to ensure safety.
And one final question. The way people sign up and log in and find information is solely through the website, goridinghood.com, correctly?
Yes, that's correct. And you can save your list for the future. You know, you can create a profile and save your payment information and your items for next time so you're not re-entering every single time. And there are fields for you to tell us more about yourself if you just want to remind us that you're a vegan, if you're gluten-free, so that we can see that in your profile and take that into consideration when we're shopping for you.
Well, once again, it is Riding Hood Find Market Delivery. You can find out all the information. That is who they are, how they are. Also, how you sign up is right there, very easy. And also, the pricing grid is also up there on the website, which is goridinghood.com. Kim, good luck with this. Congratulations. I know that this has been something that you've been doing, not in this form, but in one form or another. You've developed it. So what people should understand, this isn't something that you just developed yesterday or the day before. This is a thing that you've been working on for quite a while.
Yes, it is, and it was just so needed. We had the system up and working, and we were going to take our time testing it, and then the pandemic hit, and we just had to put it out there for everyone. And if you tried us in the beginning, come back if you tried someone else, because we have perfected what we're doing as well since the beginning.
Once again, goridinghood.com is the website, goridinghood.com. Kim, thanks for joining us this morning, and best of luck.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me, and have a great day.
All right, take care. Okay. So that's goridinghood.com, goridinghood.com on the web.